The Irish music quartet Finvarra's Wren was in town for a couple of performances last week. The Detroit-based band is comprised of Jim Perkins and Cheryl Burns Perkins, as well as their children Allison and Asher. Last weekend, the band, minus Asher, who had flown home for work, stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio to talk with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda. During their conversation, Allison explained the band's history.
The band actually began not as a family band, but it began with my parents here, Jim and Cheryl, and two other people back in Michigan named Marty Somberg and Terrence McKinney. And Marty is a fiddle player, great fiddle player, and Terrence plays the Illan pipes, which are the Irish bagpipes. And so it kind of formed as a quartet, and Asher and I, my brother and I, were kids, and we didn't play music yet. We just did Irish dancing. So we would like get up on stage and like do some dancing and then get back down. And then, but as time went on, like, and we started to learn to play music, you know, they would incorporate us a little bit, and eventually it just kind of formed into a six-piece with the family and then the two members. And then the other two guys kind of went their separate ways for various reasons, and then it just became this family band. So that's kind of it.
How does that work? I mean, is it... I suppose there's negatives and positives to being
definitely.
A family band.
Well, we all get along pretty well, so especially as adults now. But, there's definitely a lot of positives to it. You know, I mean, practicing is fairly easy because, you know, especially when we did live together, it was like, all right, get in here and practice, you know. But my brother and I always really loved music, even before we were part of a band. You know, like, we started playing music not to perform, but because we wanted to, you know. So, yeah, I love it, I guess.
Now that they're all grown up, they don't fight on stage.
Yeah.
As much.
Did that ever happen?
Probably. We would bicker, but we usually had the sense to kind of save it for the car or whatever.
Perfect. Well, do you play mostly festivals? I know you were in North Texas for a festival.
We do a lot of them, and we also do concerts. And, you know, especially as the band Finvarra's Wren, that's mostly what we do is concerts and festivals and a few select pubs. Like this trip, we've actually done some pubs on the way home, but we usually try to pick nice ones, you know, because they're not all equal. But at home, like, we also do music full-time. Like, I teach music back in Michigan, so that's kind of my bread and butter when I'm at home is teaching. And, I run a session at a bar with my husband, is actually a really fantastic Illan piper and flute player. So the two of us run a session where people will come and play with us. And my dad, like, plays a lot of assisted living places and stuff like that, you know. So when you're not on tour, you know, and you don't have just the cool, like, concerts and things, you kind of have to say, okay, well, what's going to pay the bills? Mm-hmm. So do some of both.
Well, how often do you tour?
As often as we can.
Yeah, it's getting more frequent lately. Yeah. I mean, the last long one we did was in November. Mm-hmm. So, and that was centered around the Austin, Texas Celtic Festival. So we've been going to Texas a lot and actually the South a lot in general. Huh. So that was kind of the last one. And then we had a little bit of a break, you know, for Christmas and, you know, just winter doldrums, I guess. And then we came back out on this. So.
But yeah. During the doldrums, we did some touring in Michigan, too. Yeah.
Well, that's true. We did. We didn't really
Michigan
have too much
snow,
of a break.
Ended up with our van backwards on the wrong side of the freeway at one point, you know, which made for a good picture.
Yeah.
How does it differ for you to go from the atmosphere of, say, a festival to, you know, while you were here in town, you were at Tuscan Trotter in Bentonville, a mm-hmm. smallish restaurant?
Mm-hmm. It's a change because mm-hmm. you go from, you know, being really a focus group to somebody who has to remember how to just go in and simply entertain people who are out to just have a good time.
Yeah, at a festival, yeah. You generally have the people that are sitting in the audience are sitting there specifically because they want to see you. You know, maybe they've heard about you or you looked cool or whatever, you know. So you kind of have this audience of people who are already going to like what you do. So it's not, in a way, it's not as hard because when you go into a pub, you know, some of them may have come to see you, but a lot of them came because they wanted a beer and to watch
and
the game
ears.
Or whatever. Yeah, or in the case of Tuscan Trotter, they wanted, like, some crispy pig ears, so... Which are great, by the way. And we don't have those in Michigan, so that was really fun.
Well, we do, but the dog eats them.
Yeah, we don't serve them in our restaurants. So.
Fair enough. Well, in addition to performing live, you guys do have at least this one CD you brought me, Dancing yes. Mad in the Midnight Air. Is this the only CD you guys have?
We do have others, but mm-hmm. that's the most recent one.
Most
yeah,
recent
that's
one.
The one that really sounds like us now.
Yeah.
Because it's live. It was recorded about a year and a half ago at a lovely club in Ann Arbor, Michigan. call the Ark, that we are fortunate enough to play once a year or so. And we didn't even know we were making an album that night. The sound man just popped a CD in the burner and at the end of the night said, by the way, I recorded your show. And we used a little bit of it as a demo at one point and thought, well, that's pretty good, but we hadn't really thought too much about it. And then we were working on a studio album, and we kept getting a little frustrated. We listened to it and said, just not quite as good as what we wanted to hear. And then we went back and listened to that again, the live stuff. And there was so much on there that was so good and so lively that we finally decided to just go through it and pick the best stuff and edit it down a little bit. And that's what we did. So it was an instant, painless way to make an album.
Yeah, we just kept finding that in the studio for that particular material, the energy was just disappearing. And
well, you start to overanalyze it, and you become a perfectionist. Yeah. So this album is really a very honest recording because, you know, there's a lot of great stuff on there, but there's also a couple mistakes probably, you know, that we
You're
just
buried
went,
in there
okay,
somewhere, yeah.
We accept that, you know, because the trade-off is you have all the energy and, you know, of a live performance, which is really cool, so...
Well, we've been talking about your instruments and your music for a while. Would you like to play something for me?
Sure. Yeah.
I would be happy to.
Okay.
So we're going to do a song that was written by our friend Jimmy Crowley, who considers himself the voice of Cork. That's what it says on his answering machine when you call him up. He reached the voice of Cork. And he's a character. We met him in Mississippi, in Jackson, Mississippi, at the Celtic Fest there a few years ago. And I got along great. And then he was playing Michigan. He came through, and he was playing a concert in Saginaw, which is a couple hours north of us near Detroit, there where we live. So Cheryl and I went up to hear him. And he did an evening pretty much of all original songs. And we were very impressed with his writing. And at one point he sang this song. Cheryl and I both turned to each other at the end of the song and whispered, "We gotta steal that." So we did. So this is Jimmy Crowley's song. It's a love song for a sailing vessel. It's called My Love is a Tall Ship. Ready? One. My love is a tall ship, a sweet brigantine. One of the old girls, seldom now seen. And she heaves to the wind, boys. See how she glides, with stars in her hair and mist in her eyes. My love is a tall ship, no finer was seen. For many is the ocean my true love has been. And the wind in the rigging whispers her name, while grace on the bow watches over the main. Though your breezes blow, fair wind to the Asgard, that lady go o'er the dark rolling sea. All on the sheets, girls, pick up the downfall. Step on the yards, lads, mind you don't fall. Stand by to brace, boys, unfurl the topsail, and we'll soon make it home. Watch that lady go o'er the dark rolling sea.
is a tall ship, a sweet brigantine. One of the old girls, seldom now seen, and she heaves to the wind, boys. See how she glides, with stars in her hair and mist in her eyes.
That was Jim, Cheryl, and Allison Perkins, three members of the Irish music quartet Finvarra's Wren. For more, visit finvarrawren.com.